There's been a lot of back and forth.
Okay.
Let's start with what happened today. I understand you
Well,
had a meeting with your folks and some folks from the House and some folks from the governor's people as well.
yes, that is correct. And of course, what I tried to say to the governor is that we have a structurally balanced budget. And he was calling it the backwards budget. And of course, I think he gave a good name for what his budget is. That's the one that's backwards. But there it goes. She's going to take it away. But we have a budget that we introduced a budget that contains, the governor's budget contained like one-time revenue sources and gimmicks that would have resulted in long-term structural balance issues for us, which is the reason why we kept pushing back on it. He was taking money out of the rainy day fund, and he was taking money out of the literacy loan, out of literacy fund, and those are not the kind of things that we want to do to try to present a budget. Rather, what we did, we had record investments in education, teacher salaries, school construction, and health care, and the issues that are important to the hardworking people of Virginia. And so what the governor wanted to do was to, as always, give cuts to billionaires and people who are not even asking for tax breaks to start with. And so we're just not in the same place. And then, of course, he wants to tie everything to the arena. And that's a non-starter for me because I still believe, I still contend that the for the us, even if it's a contingent backing of the state's credit faith, and it was a bridge too far for me. Put our bond rating at risk for the arena at Potomac Yards.
Now, with the arena, obviously you were on the committee there, and is there a path without your support to make it happen?
Without my support, I don't think so. Because it still has to come through finance. It still has to come through the Senate Finance Committee. And so I don't know what the governor's proposal entails, but the fact still remains that I'm not interested in seeing the arena in Northern Virginia. For one thing, the voters don't want it. The residents of Alexandria, they don't want it. And it's not just people in Alexandria or in Northern Virginia who are not in favor of this arena. It's kind of like a statewide thing now.
Sure.
And with all of the information that I've had coming into me from other localities, other states, I can't find anybody who can show me that having taxpayer dollars help construct, finance, any kind of sports arena has ever been a good deal for that locality. And so I'm just not willing to take that risk. We don't want to put that burden on the hardworking voters of Virginia.
What happens now where, I understand there's some things next month that could determine one way or the other, but what happens next?
Well, after we had our conversation today, we decided that, of course, Delegate Torian, who is chairman of Finance in the House, he and I are going to get together and talk about, there are some things that we are absolutely not going to give on. As far as I'm concerned, we have some priorities that we are not going to trim. And so if there's any other areas that we might be able to find some common ground, I'd just like to see what the governor's recommendations will be. And of course, we'll let him know what ours are. But I'm not sure that we're going to ever get to a place of a compromise. And so what the governor says is that he may have to veto the budget, and if that's his prerogative. So if that's what he chooses to do, I guess that's where we are.
Let's talk about the positives. What did get across for Virginians? What are the things that you're most proud of in the budget that were able to happen
Oh
this
my
year?
God, the fact that we made record investments in education. We put an additional $2.5 billion in K-12 education. We increased funding for our institutions of higher learning. We were able to put money in the budget for school construction. In particular, I have money in the budget for my career technical education centers. We have money in the budget. Oh, the really, really good stuff, right? The really, really
Yes.
good stuff. So we're doing what we've done with this budget is something that impacts all of the citizens of the Commonwealth of Virginia in a very positive way. And so that's the direction that we feel that our constituents want us to go in, and that's where we're headed. We want to do what is in the best favor of in best interest of all Virginians. And of course, I will never stop working on getting toll relief for the Portsmouth Norfolk Tunnel. That's also a part of one of my number one priorities. And so I did manage to get money in the budget for that. You know, this has nothing to do with the governor's put in the budget. He hasn't put anything in the budget for toll relief, but to this point. But I did get $101 million in the budget to take care of some of the delinquent toll bills that some of our constituents who can't afford the tolls. And I also was able to put money in the budget for people who are making like $50,000 or less to be able to have 14 free trips through the tunnel each week, and things that really impact the lives of working people.
And fairly expressive on social media with your displeasure for this arena, the Glendome, I believe you've been referring to it as.
Right.
Is there anything that's missing, anything that people don't know about that they should?
I think most people know as much as they want or need to know about a sports arena, and that is to tie tax dollars to an arena that's going to be to the benefit of billionaires. Is this a non-starter for most people?
And finally, anything else you want to share? Anything that I've missed?
Well, I thank you for bringing me on this afternoon. And I just want to say I will continue to work hard for the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And at no point will I ever be in a position to say I am going to commit state tax dollars for an arena that's going to benefit billionaires. That's a non-starter for me.